Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Imagine Dragons, Thunder, all of the hits. Kiss 95.7. It's Courtney with Walmart, Jeff and Gavin. 6:10. Cloudy, temperatures in the low 40s. And I'm sitting here thinking about last night's UConn game. I don't know if you guys saw it. I think Gavin probably did, but Walmart was probably drinking beer in the basement.
No, I saw all the stuff on like Twitter and stuff like that. I hate to say it.
Let me finish.
Okay.
UConn women actually paid a beautiful tribute to Kobe Bryant's daughter, Gianna, who died in the helicopter crash with him. She was 13, but she really wanted to come to UConn, wanted to play for UConn.
Yeah, that was her dream, was to play for the Huskies. They would actually come to some of the games.
Yes.
I think Kobe would actually text with Gina Auriemma.
Yeah.
And it was a really nice tribute last night. They actually put a jersey and flowers out on the bench with her number 2, which was her jersey number. So it was a really special moment last night.
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah,
I thought it was a great tribute. Okay. I mean, I you know, like this whole thing, it didn't really shake me.
Well, because you're into hockey.
No,
and
it's
if you were
that.
Some sort of hockey player, you would have been devastated.
Like, I just don't know how. No, I don't think so. I just don't know how people can get wrapped up by just one person. I know
it's not.
He was
it, was nine,
it was nine
people.
Lives
it was
a big tragedy.
Lost and children. So anyway, the Lakers game that was scheduled for tonight, I believe, has been canceled. They haven't given us a makeup date or not, but the NBA released a statement saying the decision was made out of respect for the Lakers organization, which is deeply grieving their tragic loss right now. So the game has been postponed that was supposed to be tonight at the Staples Center.
And I don't know if you know this, Courtney, but the day that Kobe passed away, they actually played basketball games, which to me is like, how could you even do that, you know?
Well, they did little tributes. I saw some of the games that they played that day. You're right, Walmart. I don't know how they... Maybe it was too late to cancel.
It was too late. You know, people
were
already on the way to their arena and things like that.
Okay.
But they did do a lot of tributes where they would... There's 24 seconds on a shot clock that they have, and Kobe's number was 24. So every time that they would hold the ball in the beginning, they would let the shot clock run out. It was a really nice tribute that they did in the NBA.
The Lakers' next scheduled home game is Friday at the Staples Center. If you missed UConn's beautiful tribute to Kobe Bryant's daughter, you can check it out right now at kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss 95.7.
Ava Max, all of the hits, Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney and Kiss in the morning. Cloudy. Temperatures in the low 40s. Hang tight, because it's time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
And yesterday, I had to remind Courtney that the Super Bowl was coming up this Sunday. Ah. I mean, there's not a lot of buzz about it in New England, because for the first time in, it seems like,
forever,
years, the Patriots aren't in it this year.
Yes. But you know who is?
Yes.
J-Lo and Shakira.
They're doing the halftime show.
And Demi Lovato National Anthem. So I need to know this. I don't know why I didn't know it was Sunday. Now I got to rearrange all my Sunday plans.
So I have the top 5 best things about the Super Bowl.
Okay,
yeah.
I just named off 3, so
okay.
Go for it.
Unfortunately, they did not make the list.
All right.
So the best part of the Super Bowl, which is coming up this Sunday, number 5, the commercials. People are going to be watching the commercials.
Yeah, those are good.
A lot of them are out already.
This one is for Gavin. One of the best parts about the Super Bowl, number 4, family getting together.
Oh, yeah. We do not a lot of my immediate family, but I do have some
cousins. Your cousins that'll get together.
Get together, yeah.
Cousinly love.
Another best part about the Super Bowl, number 3, actually watching the game.
Mm, yeah. I don't think I've ever sat and really watched the game.
Which this year, I don't think I'll actually be watching the game. I think I'll be more concerned about like the food and stuff like that,
right.
The food and drinks.
Kind of looking into the game here and there.
I remember one time that I watched it, and I think it was like overtime, and then Brady caught some winning pass, and it was down to the seconds. Do you remember that?
Talking about the Atlanta Super Bowl?
That's right. Yeah.
We
were talking about the Atlanta Super Bowl.
That was the greatest comeback of all time,
Courtney.
But
that's the only one I remember watching.
Number 2 on the list, best part of the Super Bowl, being social when you're at a party.
Yes.
Talking to people, mingling.
Food, booze, and peeps.
Maybe getting some numbers. And the number 1 best thing about the Super Bowl is food.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The food is amazing.
I am going to make a taco pie.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh,
a taco pie. I'll give it. You know what? Maybe I'll post a recipe on the Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page because I feel like that's really good if you're going to a party or having a party.
Are you going to a party or are you having one?
No, I'm gonna listen. It's the first weekend after Dry January.
Okay,
I'm gonna just go on. I'm in my basement alone without a TV, a bottle of vodka, and a taco pie. That's what I'm doing. Hey, coming up, we are paying your bills. I don't know if you bet on games. If you're going to lose money, we're going to take care of you. We pay your bills 16 times a day. Another shot for you to win $1,000 coming up at 7. Louis Capaldi, all of the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is 6:39. Time for Hollywood. Brought to you by Bic Flex 5 Razors, sold at Walmart. Hey, Kylie Jenner says she has a connection with Kobe Bryant's fatal helicopter crash. Posting onto Instagram that she often rented the same helicopter with the same pilot who passed away in Sunday's accident in California. Kylie Jenner says he was such a nice man. Kylie's last ride in the helicopter was back in November when she gave her niece Dream a ride for her third birthday. It was a birthday present. She posted lots of photos of Dream in front of that particular helicopter that crashed on Sunday. You can see the photo on her blog. The 2020 Grammy Awards, although I loved it, was the lowest rated in the show's history.
Really?
To a new low. I think people are at the point in this world, in this time, that we don't need to give out awards anymore.
Yeah.
You don't need these accolades.
And
we don't
long.
Need to see millionaires in, you know, $10,000 gowns getting accolades. That's just not what we're into these days. So I feel like that's why this is happening.
I mean, the performers, though, the lineup was like
amazing.
It's a great lineup. It's just too long. It ended at like 11:30.
Yeah.
It's long.
It is going to be interesting because the Golden Globes had the lowest as well. And the Oscars are coming up. By the way, the Oscars are following in the Golden Globes' footsteps with its food. All the attendees will be actually served an entirely plant-based menu. Lots of celebrities have been protesting, including Joaquin Phoenix, who left the Golden Globes in his tuxedo to feed pigs water on the way to the slaughterhouse.
I remember that.
So, but here's the problem with feeding plant-based. You're going to get stuff stuck in your teeth.
Oh, really?
I mean, if you're a celebrity and you're eating a kale salad and then you got to go up and, you know, hey, thanks for my award. It happened to Nick Jonas. I didn't even notice it. Nick Jonas and his brothers Joe and Kevin, they all performed at the Grammys on Sunday night. But during the performance, apparently, all of the fans noticed that he had something in his tooth. They were blasting him. They're saying, who let at Nick Jonas on stage at the Grammys with food in his teeth? Another person tweeted, Nick Jonas has food in his teeth. It must be payback from his two brothers.
Hey, he's only human.
Yeah.
Get it?
He actually found humor in the situation, tweeting, so honored to have been back at the Grammys on stage tonight. At least y'all know I eat my greens.
I didn't
notice at all. It was my favorite performance from the night. You can see that performance and then the food stuck in his mouth if you really want to see it. It's all at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hands, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:48, cloudy temperatures in the low 40s. It is time for good news. We ask you to share your good news, too. This world needs good news. We need more good news. We need puppies, butterflies, and babies. If you have good news regarding any of that, please call. Or anything else, share your good news, 860-247-9570. Hey, good news if you're going to work today.
Yeah, if you're on your way into the old job, well, today is National Have Fun at Work Day.
I feel like for the most part, every day we have fun.
We
have a lot of fun.
There's a lot of fun people that work here, but the suggestions that they gave like the best.
Amp it up.
Decorate the workplace.
Okay.
I guess you can decorate. We can put up some Valentine's decorations or whatnot. Mm. Have a pizza or ice cream social. Bring in pizza. Maybe the boss will bring in some pizza today.
Yes,
that's fun.
Yes.
One of the bosses handed out ice cream yesterday to everyone.
Oh, what are you talking about?
The Dilly Bars.
Yeah. We weren't here.
Really? Why do they always do that when we're gone?
I don't know.
We're the fun people.
They wait till we leave. And then, this one's good, Courtney. Have a cocktail.
No. At work?
After you leave work.
I can't until Friday.
I mean, I know. Oh, that's true.
We're Saturday.
Almost there.
I'm going to push it up to Friday. I'm not going to lie. Friday at noon.
So those are the ideas right there, but we need better ones, but
we'll come up with. Listen, we have fun all the time anyway. We're just going to amp it up. I've got good news, ladies. OMG. Let me hear a beat. Can you give me a beat?
Drop a beat. Oh.
Oh, yes. Hey, New Kids on the Block just booked Fenway Park.
Oh, yes.
For a massive homecoming gig this summer, taking the field September 20th with Belle Biv DeVoe.
What?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm going to grab my girls, and we are going to Fenway, and we're going to see New Kids on the Block with Belle Biv DeVoe.
I will say, I went to a New Kids concert probably 5 years ago.
Fun, right?
It was actually a good time, and guys, let me tell you, the women at the concert,
yes,
so
beautiful.
Hot.
I was with it, you at that concert,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Such a good show, but that's my good news. The New Kids on the Block, Fenway Park, this summer. I'm so excited. That's my good news. Walmart Jeff, what's your good news?
I always do these stories in hopes that one day I will win the lotto, but this guy down in North Carolina, 2 years ago, he won a $4 million jackpot. So he's already a millionaire.
Right.
And so he decided, you know what, I'm going to play the lotto again, see what happens.
He didn't win again.
He did. Unfair, what? If you ask me. What he won $1 million.
So, holy smokes!
In the last 2 years, he's won $5 million.
Is it like what lottery? Like
scratch tickets?
We need to start doing that. Yeah.
Well, I do. I buy the $20 scratch tickets.
Oh God, that would hurt me. That would hurt me. That's $20 is a lot. Do they have like how many? Can you win a lot of money on a dollar scratch?
No, you can only like usually like $2,000 or $3,000.
Bummer. Yeah. Well, I guess that is kind of good news, Walmart Jeff. Thank you for sharing. If you've got good news, call us right now 860-247-9570. Black Bear, Hot Girl Bummer, all the hits. Kiss 95.7. It's Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Ashley.
Ashley, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Enfield.
Ooh, one of my favorite locations. Give me, Ashley, your good news.
So my son actually started potty training, and he's 18 months, and he's already been on the potty within like a day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. Oh my God.
That's impressive.
So Ashley, here's my question. I don't have children, but do you do anything like put Cheerios in the little toilet or, you know, don't guys, people do that?
I don't know. Why are you asking me?
I'm looking at you, Walmart Jeff, because I think when you're potty training, you can put things in the toilet and tell your child to aim at them. Is that right, Ashley?
So I haven't done that yet.
Oh. I do that for my fiance because otherwise I am cleaning that bathroom 24/7.
Well, yeah, I haven't done that quite yet. He's still, we have like a tiny little potty that looks like a real one.
Cute. I love it, Ashley. That's fantastic news. That means less diapers for you in the future, right?
For sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing, Ashley.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Share your good news. 860-247-9570. All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Walmart Jeff, Gavin hanging out with you. It's almost time for War of the Roses. And this morning, we're going to be in East Hartford. Now, if you don't know what War of the Roses is, if you think your significant other is cheating, you call us and we get answers.
Right.
Yeah, we do.
I feel like we get answers. Like, we're like 99% of the time. Get it done.
That's right, we do.
That's really good. All right, so Caitlin's on the line in East Hartford having a problem with her boyfriend. Good morning, Caitlin.
Oh, my God. Good morning. Yeah. I'm like your biggest fan, so I'm really happy that I'm finally on the show.
Oh, my God. Caitlin, thank you so much. We appreciate that.
People don't strive to be on War of the Roses.
Right. True. Wish you
well.
Were on.
I just love you guys in general. Trust me, it's not. I'm not happy to be on this segment, but I'm happy to finally talk to you guys.
Gotcha. And then hopefully, Caitlin, next time you're calling in to win something. But you know what? We're here to help you regardless. I'm glad you're on War of the Roses. Apparently, the producer says you're having a problem with your boyfriend, Will. So why do you think Will's cheating? What's going on?
I'm just like, I'm convinced. He is always liking his ex-girlfriend's like photos and posts and stuff on Facebook, on Instagram. Yep. And he like comments on them with like cute, like the emoji with like the kissy, you know, the kiss one with the lips and stuff.
Yes.
I'm like,
Oh yeah.
Kissy face.
It's just too like cutesy. It's too like aggressively cutesy. And it just seems kind of, it just doesn't seem right. It just seems like, I just have a feeling he's just cheating with her, and I don't know why he would go back to her because supposedly that relationship was awful.
Well,
but
I feel like it's disrespectful. Like, if you're in a relationship and if it's a serious relationship, like you guys are committed to each other, I think it's disrespectful to be commenting on an ex's, either of you to be even commenting on an ex's posts or photos.
Right. But I mean, even when I ask him about it, he's like, oh, I can be friends with whoever I want.
Oh,
see, like liking and commenting on your ex's photos, that's like the modern day flirting. So he's putting it out there for everyone to see that he's flirting with her on social media, and you're seeing it too, and that's not right.
Mm-hmm. No, that's why I'm here.
I tell you what, Caitlin, just the fact that he said I could be friends with whoever I want just is that, I don't know, sitting wrong with me. All right, so here's what we'll do, Caitlin. We're going to call up Will. Obviously, you know what War of the Roses is all about. We'll offer him those roses. You'll listen in. At any point, if you want to confront Will, feel free. And we'll see if we can get some information out of him, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Take a deep breath. It'll be okay. Hold on. Oh, my heart is hurting for her.
This isn't going to end well.
Stop. Who's the florist?
I'll be the florist.
Okay. Don't be jerky. Just be, you know, well, I was going to say just be you, but that is jerky. Try not to be you.
Gotcha.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Is Will there?
This is Will.
Hey, Will, this is Scott from Flowers Express in Hartford. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
Oh, that's great. You're going to be doing a lot better because I'm just going to let you know right out of the gate that you actually won a dozen roses courtesy of Flowers Express.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and this is a great time with Valentine's Day coming up. This is
I mean, no way. I can't believe this is happening to me.
I know. This is such an amazing deal, isn't it? It's absolutely free, 100%.
Walmart Jeff.
Nope, this is...
War of the Roses, right?
Scott from Flowers.
I listen, Jeff.
Yeah.
I listen to you guys all the time. I know. Is my girlfriend on? Is that what this is?
Yeah, she wants to know if you're...
All right, shut up. Will, it's Courtney. That is Caitlin. Walmart Jeff. That's Gavin. And yes, you're familiar with the show. Caitlin's on the line. Go ahead, Caitlin.
You won't tell me the truth. I just want to know.
Why would you... You know I listen to this show. Why would you... It makes no sense.
Because you won't tell me anything, and I listen to the show, too, and it seems like every time they do War of the Roses, someone is caught.
You're going way too far with this.
You're going way too far. You're liking her her posts?
How is my answer supposed to change at all? I told you. I choose who I get to be friends with. I've always... maintained, except for maybe one, maintained a friendship with my exes. And me liking photos on social media, I like 1,000 different photos.
Heart emojis, heart emojis.
No, you're commenting. Like with sweet little emojis and like cute little like inside jokes. And I know that they're inside jokes because I don't get them.
Heart emojis to like an action that's taking place or an event, not heart emojis to the person.
Okay, she was in a bikini.
I need to explain myself.
Okay, on vacation.
Yeah, on vacation at an island or whatever.
Will, I just don't understand. If Caitlin's your girlfriend and she's asking you not to do it, it's disrespectful that you keep doing it. I don't get it.
It's disrespectful that I'm not allowed to be who I am and have the friends that I choose to have, regardless of our dating history.
Well, yeah, it's disrespectful. I don't even need to explain myself. It's sad that that's who you are.
I mean, would it be okay if she was doing the same thing with her exes? Would you be fine with that?
She can do whatever she wants. She has every freedom in the world to do whatever she wants. If she wants to be with someone else, she can go be with someone else. Wow. If I want to be with someone else, I can go be with someone else. It's our choice. You know what I mean?
I can't be with you if you're just not going to care about my feelings so, like, publicly.
All right. This is what I'm going to do. Listen, I'm going to put you guys on hold. You can talk it out if you want. We offer couples counseling and we pay for it. If you think this is something maybe you guys can work through, we'll pick up the tab. So,
I personally don't need any type of counseling.
All right. Well, whatever. I'm going to put you guys on hold. You guys can talk it out, and we'll pick up counseling if you decide. Caitlin, hang tight, Caitlin, okay? You guys hold on.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.